This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China says Beijing and the U.S. will lift tariff hikes as trade talks advance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionally. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these roll back as part of a big trade agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. House Democrats are set to launch a major new phase of their impeachment probe of President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
After weeks of closed depositions, public hearings will start next week, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff saying the American people will get to gauge for themselves the credibility of the witnesses and testimony.
But also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Schiff says the most important facts are largely not contested. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan agrees, kind of.
The facts have never changed. They will never change.
Insisting there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine over military aid. Three State Department officials who testified in private will appear publicly next week. William Taylor and Marie Ivanovich, who both served as the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and career Department official George Kent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ahead of a planned meeting next week between U.S. President Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts its embargo on the sale of a key fighter jet, the F-35. The U.S. embargo was imposed in retaliation of Ankara procuring the S-400 Russian